I'm Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. 4 days until Christmas and wet, dangerous weather conditions are spread out across the Midwest and Plain States, making travel a scary proposition. Heidi Weglin, driving in Salt Lake City.
If something happened, I was stuck in my car. I'd want to have blankets, water, hand warmers.
Blizzard warnings, bitter cold are upping the ante in several states. Even Georgians are bracing for below zero temperatures. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve from Reagan International.
The airlines tell us they've seen a noticeable increase in people taking advantage of those change waivers to move their flights without a fee. They say the good news there is fewer people will be impacted as cancellations occur Thursday and Friday.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is on his way home after becoming the first wartime leader since Winston Churchill to address Congress in an appeal for U.S. support. Correspondent Peter King has the details.
The Ukrainian president's speech to Congress was bookended and interrupted by standing ovations. Even with more U.S. aid on the way, Volodymyr Zelensky says his country needs more.
We have artillery. Yes, thank you. Is it enough? Honestly, not really.
Zelensky used the words gratitude and respect in thanking Americans for their support and President Biden and Congress for the aid that keeps coming.
We stand, we fight, and we will win because we are united. Ukraine, America, and the entire free world.
Zelensky said Ukraine is alive and kicking. Tens of thousands of migrants are lined up at the southern border waiting for the Trump-era COVID policy to be lifted so they can seek asylum here in the U.S. Correspondent Omar Villafranca says one Texas city is freeing up space.
By the end of the week, the city of El Paso plans to open up their convention center and two unused schools to be used as shelters for the migrants. And just in time, because temperatures here in El Paso are expected to dip into the low 20s this weekend.
The Biden administration has asked the Supreme Court to wait until after Christmas before it lifts a stay on Title 42. Sam Bankman-Fried is back in New York after waiving extradition from the Bahamas. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams says the fallen crypto king's ex-girlfriend and his business partner have now admitted to fraud.
Both Ms. Ellison and Mr. Wong have pled guilty to those charges, and they are both cooperating with the Southern District of New York.
Bankman-Fried could appear in a U.S. court as soon as today. Another music star is ready to cash in. Wall Street Journal reports Justin Bieber is finalizing a deal to sell the rights of his music to Blackstone's Hypnosis Songs Capital. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family?
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder. And our family bonds grow, too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, Civic.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the third hour of our program. As we're noticing all around the country and all around the world, actually, but, you know, Americans are generally more aware of America. We've got this bomb cyclone, insane winter storm coming, and it looks like the super cold is caused by the same kind of climate change that is producing the super hot in the summer and the desertification that's happening around the world and all these other kinds of things, which means that we are already at the point where it's not enough to just stop putting carbon into the atmosphere. We have to start figuring out how to pull it out. A technology entrepreneur with a degree in geology from William & Mary, Matthew Sniff, and a digital marketing professional making climate action more accessible to the masses, Natalie Marcutulio, are both on the line with us. They're with an organization, drawdao.org. Draw_DAO is the Twitter handle. And Matthew and Natalie, welcome to the program and happy holidays to you both.
Yeah, it's great to be on. Thanks for having us, Tom.
Yeah, great to have you with us. So if I could start, let me start with you, Natalie. Tell us about drawdao.org. What is the organization? Where did it come from? What are you all trying to do?
Yeah, so it was really Matthew's brainchild, but essentially the whole idea is how do we make carbon drawdown, as you mentioned, more accessible to the masses. So how can anyone contribute a little bit or be part of these campaigns and fund a wide variety of campaigns to really try to tackle this problem that we have of the amount of carbon that it's already in the atmosphere. There are a lot of companies right now focusing just on reducing carbon, and that's great, but we've seen that we need to both reduce and remove to really make an impact.
And that seems like a noble goal. Matthew, how do you do it? How do we actually reduce the carbon rather than just, stop putting it out there?
Yeah, it's a great question, Tom. I mean, a lot of the world thinks that carbon removal is not necessary or potentially even a harmful thing incentive-wise for, oil corporations and stuff like this. But the reality is that every IPCC, International Panel on Climate Change, report says that we need to remove carbon from the atmosphere at the scale of over 10 billion tons a year, every single year for the next 30 years to come close to our goal of 1.5 degrees capped warming by 2050. And so, there's a lot of ways to do this. There's a lot of natural pathways that are not harmful to the environment to do this. Kelp can remove carbon from the ocean. Specifically, the project we're working on, though, is rock dust, right? And rock dust, through a very natural process called the inorganic carbon cycle, can actually interact with carbon dioxide in the soil and in the air and create basically bicarbonate and calcium carbonate in the soils. And it can sequester carbon for basically forever, for millions of years. And so this is a process that already exists on the Earth today. It's something that we would like to explore the efficacy of scaling up. And it's also not super expensive, right? So one of the projects that we're working with is called Carbon Gardener, our first project. And we're trying to raise $10,000 to basically explore the efficacy of this pathway with high school partners in the Northeast, where we can spread rock dust across high school gardens and measure how much actual carbon dioxide they're sequestering in the soil.
So it's like creating limestone, right? Calcium carbonate, it's combining calcium and carbon?
Yeah, it's calcium carbonate. In some cases, it's bicarbonate. But in all cases, it's actually removing this carbon for pretty much for good. And at the same time, it's a natural fertilizer, so it can actually improve crop yields. And so the goal is, if this works and we can prove that this actually can scale up, it could be something that, you know, farmers at commercial scale spread across their fields in the Midwest, and could become a possible billion-ton pathway to remove a billion tons of carbon every single year, which would get us almost 10% of the way to our goal of removing over 10 billion tons a year of carbon from the atmosphere.
That's remarkable. Natalie, tell me about this nonprofit, drawdao.org. What do you do? How are you funded? How did this come about? You mentioned it was Matthew's idea, but if you could fill in the details for us.
Yeah, so the main goal was originally, how can we find a way to fund these projects? As Matthew mentioned, they're not expensive projects. It's, you know, if we can fund as many as possible at a smaller rate, then more likely to find success. But the main goal is, how can we fund these projects in a new, unique way? And that's where the draw portion comes in. It's all through artwork. So we've actually teamed up with climate artists. And this was, again, sort of our idea, thinking about, you know, there are a lot of nonprofits out there. How can we make sure we're giving donors something they get excited about and help naturally spread the message? So a lot of climate-focused artists that we partnered with who've actually created custom artwork for this campaign specifically. And what that allows us to do is, one, give every single donor a little thank you. Certain donors will get a physical print, but then also just naturally spread the word and awareness about this cause. Because the artwork is related to the cause, people will see it, share it, and then just naturally learn more about this carbon drawdown process, because mm-hmm. there isn't enough awareness about it.
Wow, it seems like the art would make great Christmas or birthday or for that matter, holiday gifts.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Matthew, where you said that the carbon gardening project carbon gardening project is your main one. What are some of the other ways that we can work to draw down carbon and how do we wake people up? How do we inform people of the need to go beyond just, you know, replacing light bulbs and supporting government actions that might put a price on carbon, that sort of thing?
Yeah, those are two loaded questions for sure. A lot of natural ways, like I said, you know, kelp, rock dust is mineralization. There's trees, right? Everybody knows trees remove carbon, but it's not 100% permanent forever. Usually trees only last about 100 years at the longest, right? So, there's technology ways too, like direct air capture. There are actual plants out there now that look like giant arrays of washing machines in the sky that actually remove carbon, but they're not as efficient in these natural pathways, right? So I think part of segueing into your second question there, Tom, part of what we need to do is educate, right, everybody. Like, I think if the average person actually knew what it would take to remove carbon from the atmosphere and get us on a path to actually capping warming at 1.5 degrees, they would be a bit more, let's say there would be more urgency, right? And I think at the end of the day, that's the thing that we're fighting against, is the average person that we've spoken to with the launch of drawdown.org knows that climate change is actually a problem. I think we've crossed that hurdle at this point in time in 2020, almost 2023. I think the average person does admit climate change is a real issue, but the average person also thinks that climate change is easily solved. And I think the reality is that we have to get out there in a practical and optimistic way, is that we can fight climate change through things like this, through this Carbon Gardener Rock project, but it's going to take a lot more of these projects, right? The issue is a supply problem. We have a lot of demand from corporations for net zero, getting to net zero, but there's not nearly the supply of carbon credits that we need to actually get all of these corporations to net zero, right? It's not going to be just reducing emissions, which, although is the first thing you should do, it's not the only thing that you should do. We need to be removing this carbon at scale, 10 billion tons a year.
Right. So Natalie, are there government? It sounds from what Matthew just said that at the very least, you know, government should be involved in particularly at the corporate level in encouraging this sort of thing.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, to start with us, we're focused on sort of community-led projects. Mm-hmm. We have had some. So, for example, our last project had previously worked with the university. You know, obviously getting the government involved once we've scaled them out. But I think it's really important to start, you know, what can we do on a small scale improve before maybe necessary approaching larger entities or the government. And that's what we're really trying to focus on is what can the average person or the local scientist? We have plenty of scientists already working on this who just don't have funding. And maybe that's where the government comes in. But do think it's really important first to prove it out and get some testing before immediately just saying, let's have the government solve this.
We're talking with Natalie Marcutulio and Matthew Sniff, who are with drawdao.org. Natalie, what is DAO? Drawdown. DAO?
Yeah, so this actually was originally a crypto project. So the idea was to do NFTs, and that would be the artwork that we would distribute out. Uh-huh. Obviously, the market has shifted a little bit. That is where the original idea for the artwork came from. But we still saw it as community-led. We wanted all the information to be open source. We wanted it to be something that every person be part of, which is why we still identify with the DAO mission of, again, being something that's kind of grassroots community, all open source. So everything that we learn from our projects will be published to both anyone who donates and also just to the science.
So you're saying it's DAO as in the, you know, the philosophy that is typically associated with Buddhism?
Originally with Buddhism and the crypto world. Mm-hmm. So yes, the idea of just open
the way
source
of the DAO. Yeah. Fascinating. Matthew, and we're going to hit a break here. We're going to have to wrap it up. But Matthew, what can you know, average people do if they go to drawdao.org or drawdao.org? Are they going to find suggestions about how they could even turn their garden into a carbon capture system?
Yeah, that's a great question, Tom. So if you go to drawdao.org, the best thing to do is, or maybe the main thing to do is click on the Carbon Gardener campaign. It's the only one that's actually currently running for us. And as Natalie mentioned, like, you can basically donate. Any amount will give you free art, really great art from artists from frontline communities who are more adversely affected by climate change and did less to cause the problem. There's some fantastic art here. These are TEDx climate artists from last year who we've partnered with, over six different artists from across the globe. And if you donate $150, you actually get shipped a physical print of some really cool artwork that can start a conversation, right? And I think that's part of what we're trying to accomplish, is start more conversations about carbon removal. And the Rock Dust Project specifically will help fund different projects in the Northeast to measure how much carbon can be removed from high school gardens.
Remarkable. Matthew and Natalie, you're doing God's work. Thank you so much for dropping by today and sharing your story with us.
Thank you so much, Tom.
Yeah, and happy holidays to you both. DrawDAO.org is the website. Draw_DAO on Twitter.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls after this. It's 17 minutes past the hour.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, how big business destroyed the American dream. And next spring, you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Looking to score a few extra points by giving the perfect gift this holiday season? I've got two great ideas certain to have family and friends bragging about how thoughtful you are, and both are from Cozy Earth, the brand that made Oprah's favorite things list. First, Cozy Earth Luxury Bedding. You'll be amazed, just like Louise and I were, at how soft these sheets are. They're just not only super soft, they're made from the finest premium viscose from highly sustainable bamboo, which makes them naturally temperature regulating. So the people who receive your gift will sleep comfortably year-round. We sure do. And second, anything from their luxurious loungewear collection, including soft and stylish bamboo pajamas, joggers, tees, and more. While you're there, check out their premium plush and waffle bath towels. They'll love those too. And every Cozy Earth bedding item comes in a very cool reusable canvas bag. I can get you a 40% discount now, 40% off on Cozy Earth. Hurry, this holiday offer ends soon. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, at checkout, and you'll save 40%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. 23 minutes past the hour, and I just wanted to flag a story for you here that... You heard it first here. China is, Xi Jinping, President Xi, has, in response to the protests all around the country about the ongoing lockdowns, COVID lockdowns, has said, okay, you guys want COVID, you can have COVID. And now COVID is burning through the country. And I mean, this is a big deal. Eric Feigelding was tweeting about this yesterday, and it just blew my mind. I mean, it's just, he did, what he had to say that we're looking at doubling, not in weeks or days, but in hours, that there's going to be millions of dead people in China, massive levels of you know, hospital overloads and over. I mean, basically, China is going to go through what the United States went through 2.5 years ago. And or not is going to. They are. It's already started in Beijing in a big way. And the world's largest COVID surge. Now, there's a couple of possible outcomes from this that we should all be paying attention to. One is that, you know, when a billion people get COVID, the probability of, you know, serious mutations really goes up significantly. So, you know, here we go, right, on that particular ride. The other is that when people are sick, they're not working. And, you know, ever since Reagan started this whole free trade neoliberalism thing, we make all our stuff in China. You know, your iPhone is not made in America. It's not even assembled in America. It's made in China. Your computer is made in China. Your dishwasher is made in China. Your washing machine is made in China. Most of your clothes are probably made in China. You know, it's 9 out of 10 things. If you just look around you, 9 out of 10 things you see are probably made in China. And you thought inflation was bad when they were having a difficult time just catching up with demand at the more or less end of the COVID pandemic here in the United States. Wait until China starts really shutting down in big ways. I mean, right now, this is mostly hitting Beijing. I lived in Beijing for the month of November back in 1986 when I was studying acupuncture. Beijing is not an industrial city. It is the basically the capital. It's, you know, the main business in Beijing is politics. And, you know, it's like Washington, D.C. It might shut down the politics in Beijing. That's not going to be a big deal. But wait until it hits some of the regions where the manufacturing is going on. And it's heading in that direction. Because once you let a pandemic like this go, which I don't think they had any choice, you can't just stop it. You can't just throw up borders and things. So over the next couple of months, and I'm guessing this is probably going to be the next 5 or 6 months, my bet is that we're going to see inflation pop back up again because we're going to start seeing supply disruptions, as well as start hearing, you know, horror stories coming out of China. But, you know, again, those are things that we saw in our very own backyard just a couple of years ago. And, you know, how they're going to deal with this, whether they're going to deal with this, how well they're going to deal with this, and how much of our manufacturing, how much of an incentive this is going to provide to American companies to bring our jobs back home are all, at this moment, open questions. But they are also all issues and questions around which I think we need to be paying a little attention. So, end of my rants for the day. I'll be picking up your phone calls on the other side of the break. It's 27 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartman Program, the place where despair is not an option.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's talk media for the rest of us, picking up your calls right after this. Oiled supermarket meats, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives. These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Our dogs love this food. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return on your purchase price. Text TOM to 511-511 today. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text STOP to opt out. Guys, this Christmas, give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all with soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram. Even more alluring than lingerie, the texture and touch of these pajamas is so seductive, you'll both love the feel of them. Leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas.
have no doubt that she'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all. Wow, these sound pretty exciting to me. I'm on my way to check them out for Louise. Order today and Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude 90. That's a $75 savings on a best-selling holiday gift. Plus, Pajamagram does the gift wrapping for you. You need to order today, though, because last year they sold out before Christmas. Here's what you do. Go to Pajamagram.com right now. That's Pajamagram.com to order naturally nude pajamas.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. The National Weather Service says a once-in-a-generation storm is picking up steam and moving across the country, creating a nightmare for holiday travelers. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Airlines are poised to cancel thousands of flights as the storm is expected to pummel the Midwest with snow and then a polar plunge in temperature before heading east.
Kremlin accuses the U.S. of fighting an indirect war against Russia after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's address to Congress last night.
Against all odds and doom and gloom scenarios, Ukraine didn't fall. Ukraine is alive and kicking.
Disgraced crypto king Sam Bankman-Fried landed in New York last night after waiving extradition from the Bahamas to face fraud charges in the U.S. U.S. attorney Damian Williams.
He will appear in court before a judge in this district as soon as possible.
Williams says Bankman-Fried's ex-girlfriend and his business partner are now cooperating with investigators. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The Devil's Advocates.
Today, I made a mental note. It was 1:09 Central Time when I found out Ron Johnson was a conspirator in a coup, a traitor to the Constitution, and Ron's been something of an apologist. You know, they seem real friendly. Well, maybe to you, Ron, because you were on the inside of the coup, and I've never made that accusation prior to today. So let's play it for the people.
This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand-deliver the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
Follow The Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Hump Day equals Hump Day. Greg Bock Day.
It is. It is. Put that on your tombstone.
Oh, yeah.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Yes. You've just convinced me towards a burial service now. That's it.
Wait, was it cremation before? Was that your go-to?
Viking funeral?
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Shaw 101.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. Happy holidays! It's the season for giving. But you've already given enough to your internet service provider if you haven't been using ExpressVPN every time you've gone online. Every time you go online without ExpressVPN, your internet provider can see and log every single website that you visit. They're also legally allowed to sell all your browsing activity, thanks to Donald Trump and Ajit Pai, to third-party advertisers for massive profits. That's why I always use ExpressVPN. The ExpressVPN app encrypts and reroutes 100% of my network data through their secure servers, so my internet provider can't see a thing. Plus, it couldn't be easier to use. Simply fire up ExpressVPN on any of your devices, phone, laptop, whatever. Tap one button to connect, and that's it. Unlike your internet service provider, ExpressVPN is committed to your privacy. You've given enough to your internet provider this year. Take back your internet privacy at expressvpn.com/Tom and get 3 extra months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/Tom. expressvpn.com/THOM. And welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Let's pick up your phone calls. Paulette in Kingston, Washington. Hey, Paulette, what's on your mind today?
Hi, I just heard you earlier in the show talking about Medicare scams, and I thought I'd share one that happened to me.
Yeah.
I was called by an entity that said, the reason I believed them is because they knew my Social Security number. They said that you get, you know, we'll give you free back tacks and back braces and elbow braces and knee braces. And I said, I don't need any of those things. And, you know, they were really very aggressive on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And they called me back several times. And I finally looked it up, and there's it's all over the internet, the back brace scam. And what they do is, because Medicare only has like 3% working towards, you know, all of these different invoices, that they and because these back braces are still quite lucrative, $1,000 to $2,000 each for them, and they were going to send me a whole box of them, and they wanted me to say I was ill and I needed them, or
Medicare. That's not Medicare Advantage. I mean, that's Medicare itself. That's a scam against Medicare. That's fraud.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And so I finally said to them, "Look, you're a scam, and take me off your list." And a couple of weeks later, I got these braces in the mail.
You're kidding.
And the thing is that, yeah, I still got them. And so luckily there was some paperwork with it. And I called them and told them that, you know, what I thought of it. And they gave me a RMA to send it back. But how many people are just getting these worthless braces that they don't need, and then they're charging Medicare for them?
Yeah, you shouldn't be calling them. You should be calling Medicare and saying, I have a company that is defrauding you, and you should know about it.
Oh, it's good. Yeah, I don't know why I didn't think of that.
If you go to the Medicare website, there's actually a form or a number or something where you can report Medicare fraud. Because what you are describing, Paulette, is classic Medicare fraud. This is the kind of stuff that you know, frankly, happens all the time. Medicare usually stops it or busts them when they do. But Medicare needs to know about this company right away. So, Paulette, thank you for the heads up, and happy holidays to you and your family.
Thank you. You too.
Thank
and
you.
A long time listener. The first time I called.
Well, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Paulette. Corky in Rochester, New York. Hey, Corky, what's on your mind today?
Medicare itself. This just happened yesterday, so it's fresh in my mind. I'm a diabetic with an open wound, and I can't walk. So they send a nurse once a week to look at the wound and make sure it's healing okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted x-ray of my leg, because the wound's down under the ankle. And she checked with the doctor, and she went through all the necessary steps and I'm supposed to get something, you know. And I got a call yesterday. I'm getting a new wound nurse.
Uh-huh.
Somebody that look at the wound and won't check anything out.
Right, yeah.
Because when
one of my kids used to do that.
My ankle rolls over. You know, I'm rolling over on my ankle. I'm maybe going to break my ankle and fall and hurt myself.
Yeah.
And she wanted x-rays, and she wanted a process to go through and see what's wrong with that foot.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's out of her lane. She gets the wound nerves.
Yeah.
So they pulled her off the cage.
Interesting.
That's bad, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, because somebody wants to make sure that she's doing the job right, they just pull
her
off.
Well, it could be. You know, one of my kids was a wound nurse for about a half a year and traveled all around the place and visited people like you, Corky. And you know, treated people's wounds, and it was a really tough job for her, all the travel and whatnot. And so she finally bailed on that and got a job at an ER, which is, no, apparently is not as tough, or is not as whatever. It doesn't involve as much driving anyway. But Corky, I wish you the very best with that, and happy holidays to you and your family. Thank you for the call, Robert in Montclair, California. Hey, Robert, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I just want to thank you for everything you do.
You're welcome.
You do so much for people, everything across the board. Like an hour ago, I wanted to call and talk about refugees coming across the border. And, you know, people don't even understand that they're in need. They've traveled thousands of miles, you know, blankets, food, water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is only one planet, you know. And I also want to give a thanks to Natalie and Matt for trying to capture the carbon, because the future of our children depends upon it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
There's a lot of stuff out there. I mean, I can go round and round with you about Iran, about Yemen, about Brazil. You know, all these bad people with money. You know, it's crazy. You know, but at the same time, you give hindsight to everybody. You give a perfect picture of what's going on around us, and I really thank you for that. I mean, I listen to you all the time, and I get knowledge like from presidents gone by, from Oklahoma City in 1918, I forget the year,
yep.
You know, and all these things that go across the board for people. It's really hard for a lot of people, just like your last caller. It's, you know, don't know what to do, and they're sending her all this stuff that she don't even need, just
right.
People ripping people off. It's weird.
Yeah, it's just
really weird.
An ongoing scam. Well, Robert, thank you. Thank you very much for your kind words, and happy holidays to you and your family. It's so nice to hear from you. Jeff in Portland, Oregon. Hey, Jeff, happy holidays. What's up?
Thank you, Tom. Good morning, and happy holidays to you and Louise and the whole Tom Hartman team, as well as my fellow listeners and callers. And, you know, it was great, excellent hearing from Bernie, who was spot on and great as usual. But I have to also agree with Professor Wolf, Tom, and say it's pretty disappointing what the lame duck session produced. You know, we did get the bare minimum by reforming that Electoral Count Act, mm-hmm. and then getting $25 million to the NLRB. But then they couldn't even come up with $12 billion to expand the child tax credit to
the Republicans
19 million low-income kids.
Right across the board.
Yeah, but we're also giving the Pentagon $45 billion more than president asked for. So, Tom, I think Congress should take a 3 or 4 day holiday weekend and then go back to work next week, and Senator Schumer should start calling votes.
I agree.
We need a vote on these. Oh, great. We need a vote on these big tech antitrust bills, the AICOA and the OAMA. Both have bipartisan support. Yeah. Also, let's get a vote on the PRO Act for better union protections. Let's get a vote on an assault weapons ban. Let's at least put people on the record while we still have control. And then furthermore, you know, President Biden shouldn't be sitting on his hands either. He needs to do right by those 125,000 rail workers, give them the paid sick days that all other federal contractors received back in 2015 or 2016, And if the president really wants to flex some moral clarity, he could veto that NDAA, saying it has $45 billion more than I asked for. I instead want to see $12 billion of that go to the expanding the child tax credit and feeding hungry kids, and put that on the Republicans. And then finally, Tom, I'll end by renewing my call for President Biden to fire the Fed chair Jerome Powell, who's a Republican, as you always point out, before this guy completely crushes the working class and sends us into a recession. We don't have a price wage spiral. We have a price corporate profit spiral.
Yep.
54% of the price increases are being caused by corporate profits, which is in contrast to the last 40 years where price raises were only from 11% of corporate profits. So
yeah. I think you should put Janet Yellen back in charge of the Fed.
Anybody.
She appears to get it. I mean, you know, she's warning about these things. She's our Treasury Secretary now. But, yeah.
And when the end of the year be a good time to do it? I mean, you know, before this guy keeps raising more and more the interest rates.
I agree. I agree. And I'm very concerned that this pandemic in China is going to cause another inflation spike, and we're going to see another interest rate rise, which has nothing to do with pandemic in China, you know. And you know, it's the only tool you've got is a hammer. Every problem looks like a nail. Jeff, thank you. Happy holidays to you and your family. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Fair and only slightly unbalanced. I'll be right back. It's 45 minutes past the hour.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day with no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Ann Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Ann Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit lumberliquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Guys, this Christmas, give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all with soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas. Available exclusively at our old friends Pajamagram. Even more alluring than lingerie, the texture and touch of these pajamas is so seductive that you'll both love the feel of them. Leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas. I have no doubt she'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all. These sound kind of exciting here. Order today, by the way, and Pajamagram will include a free naturally nude nightie. That's a $75 saving on a best-selling holiday gift. Plus, Pajamagram does the gift wrapping for you. You need to order today, though, because last year they sold out before Christmas. Here's what you do. Go to pajamagram.com right now, P-A-J-A-M-A-Gram, G-R-A-M.com, and order your naturally nude pajamas. And they will throw in the naturally nude nightie, that $75 value. Just tell them Tom Hartman sent you. 51 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. David in Chicago. Hey, David, what's up?
Oh, hey, Tom. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, great to hear Bernie on there this morning. That was awesome.
Yeah,
I'm curious. I'm wondering, now, with that cinema switch and everything, now, can Bernie switch to full Democratic? It changes status, and would it give the Democrats more power?
It would not change anything. Just like Kyrsten Sinema becoming an independent, as long as she continues to caucus with the Democrats, it doesn't change anything. Other than, I mean, this was a move that didn't have to do with the United States Senate. It had to do with the 2024 election in Arizona. She was going to be primaried probably by Ruben Gallego, and he was almost certainly going to beat her. And so by becoming an independent, she exempts herself from the Democratic primary and yet gets to keep herself on the ticket. This is a Lisa Murkowski move.
I got you. Right. But by doing that, did it lower our number?
No.
Because now if Bernie and King is King.
She's all three of them. Sinema, King, and Sanders are all caucusing with the Democrats. So they're all counted as Democrats when it comes to votes, when it comes to the power of the Democratic Party in the Senate. It really has to do with local politics. And you know, the same thing. Lisa Murkowski, she got primaried. She got beaten in the primary by a Trump humper. And so she flipped her affiliation from Republican to independent and ran in the election, and this was, 4 years ago, maybe 6 years ago, I forget which cycle it was, and she won. And that's what Kyrsten Sinema is planning on doing, the exact same thing. And I think, there's a good chance she'll get away with it.
Yeah, I'm curious, too, real quick, how is it that they're allowed to switch?
You can do anything you want.
In a certain party,
being a member of a party is purely discretionary. A Republican, a Democrat, any politician at any time can just say, I'm going to change parties. I'm going to have no party. I'm going to become an independent. They can do that. There's no legal stricture against it. The thing that constrains them from doing that is, the enthusiasm and support that they have from the party, the loss of some of that, certainly. and the possible electoral outcome, the hurting yourself in the election. In this case, she thinks it's going to help her in the election. So that's what's up. David, thanks for the call. Happy holidays to you and yours. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's up?
I guess a whole lot, but I just wanted to say that, bless anybody who can find happiness this day, and let's liberate the least among us.
Amen.
And, this is the one time of year it's legal to be happy in public.
Anyway. Okay, well, happy holidays, Bill. It's great to hear from you, and I hope, the very best of the holidays to you and yours.
But when it comes to Putin, he's what I call the top of the list, a sadofascist.
Yeah.
And, there's various types that wear suits and uniforms and stuff. But he must be going out of his mind over Zelensky.
Yeah.
Because
Zelensky
has a spotlight. He gets to wear army fatigues. And, Putin's so...
Yeah. Putin has become the Grinch. I mean, there's just no other way to say it. Bill, thank you for the call. Richie Z in Chicago. Hey, Richie. Happy holidays. What's up?
Happy holidays to you. I want to thank you for everything you do, because a long time ago, that Medicare Advantage stuff, they were going to, they called, all these things. And because of you, I did not sign up. But I want to tell you about my friend Marlon that had his leg amputated a year and a half ago, and he has that Medicare Advantage. And they would not pay for him to get a skin grafting. So he had to actually let the leg heal on its own, which took about a year.
Oh, my God.
So finally now they were able to fit him for a prosthetic 4 months ago. They made the prosthetic. It's at his house, but they won't send him for therapy. They tell him he needs therapy to learn how to use it.
Sure.
And they keep telling him there is no place around you that does the therapy.
That is in network.
That
they will pay for. Yeah. Yeah, this is
right.
It's such a scam.
This poor guy is a year and a half. It's going to in May. It's going to be 2 years since he had his leg amputated. He's done nothing but suffer with this whole thing.
Yeah.
And like I said earlier, man, I want to thank you because one other thing I want to touch on. I did check into some stuff to find out if I can get him off or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's almost impossible.
Yep.
But if anybody signed up within 30 days ago, you can call and cancel it. So if anybody taken by all their garbage, you can call and try to cancel it.
I didn't know there was a 30-day grace period. That's great. Richie, thank you for that information. You just did a great public service. And thank you for being with us today. I hope the holiday season is just the very, very, very best for you and yours, and that we can all work together to spread some love and some cheer and some good tidings to all of our friends and neighbors and family and the world, the people we see. So get out there, get smiling, tag your it, and we'll see you soon.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
The holidays are here, and we're savoring every moment with the help of HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers chef-crafted recipes right to our door so we can skip the trip to the grocery store and spend more time celebrating the season with those we love. HelloFresh makes it easy to host a holiday meal or simply add some seasonal flavor to our weeknight dinner routine with their festive eats recipes and crowd-pleasing quick meals. Whether you're hosting a holiday party or just stocking up on snacks, you'll find it all at HelloFresh Market. From quick breakfasts to charcuterie boards and desserts, it's never been easier to prep for a party or fill your pantry. Plus, with over 35 weekly recipes to choose from, there's always something new to try and love. Louise and I made the hoisin sweet potato and mushroom bowls with ginger rice and chili soy mayo recently. It was easy and yummy delicious. Sign up today at HelloFresh.com/Tom18 and use that code THOM18, Tom18, for 18 free meals plus free shipping. That's code Tom18 for 18 free meals plus free shipping at HelloFresh.com/Tom18.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.